Shir is for Parshas Chukas, but specifically for Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas. And that's a day that's specified on the Jewish calendar. The Magen Avraham writes at the end of Siman Tov Kuf Pei, in the name of the Ksavim, that Roy Lechol Bar Yisrael Levakos Al Sreifas HaTorah Shemikoach Zeh Nimsar HaTorah L'Klipos. He has a tefillah HaMokom Yachzirenu L'Onu Meheru Yumenu. V'Kosav HaTanya, this is not the Baal HaTanya, this is a much earlier Sefer in the Rishonim, B'Yom HaShishi Parshas Chukas, on Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, Nogu Yechidim L'Hisanos. It's not a Tainis Tzibur, but the Yechidim have a minig to fast. Should be Oso Ayom. In other words, back in the day, centuries upon centuries ago, on Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, Nisrafu Chaf Kronos, 20 wagon loads, Meleim Sfarim, full of, obviously, Kisvei Yad. They didn't have Sfarim in that time, were burnt b'tzarfas in France. V'lo kavu oso b'yimei achodesh. They didn't accept upon themselves the Yom Tainis on a certain calendar date, even though obviously the catastrophe took place on a certain calendar date. Mivnei shemitoch she'elas chalom noda. Somehow it became known through a dream. Sheyom haparsha gorem gzeiras haTorah, that the parsha itself, that week's parsha, is what generates a gzeiras haTorah. In this case, the gzeira of destroying the Torah. And which parsha are we dealing with? Zos chukas haTorah. Mitargaminon, it says in Targum Ukulis, da gzeiras oraisa. This is the divine decree regarding the Torah. So keep in mind the words of the Magen Avraham, the name of the Tanya, Sheyom HaParsha Gorem Gzeiras HaTorah. We usually think classically that it's the Yom HaShana, it's the calendar date that generates the Gzeirah. But now we're saying, no, it's the Parsha. And then he adds that in addition to that terrible Gzeirah in France, regarding the 20 truckloads of Sfarim that were burnt, Sifrei Torah, we also have Bishnas Tov Ches, we're talking about 1648. Nechrevu Shnei Kehilos Gidolos B'Osayom. On that day, during the pogroms, two outstanding communities of Israel were destroyed, were decimated. The Shach himself authored Slichos for the day on which two Kehilos B'Yisrael were decimated. And that also corresponds to Erev Parshas Chukas. That's the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham, of course, lived about four centuries ago. If we go back even earlier in history, we have the Shibboleth HaLeket, one of the later Rishonim, and in his presentation about the Dalet Somos, he writes that since we're dealing with the laws of Tainios and Sreifas HaTorah, the public burning of the Sifrei Torah, he says, Al Masha Ira B'Yamenu, I want to tell you about something that happened in our days. Al Rov Avonosenu, Asher Gor Molonu V'Nisrafa Torah Salukenu B'Shnas Chameshes Alofim V'Dalid Shonim L'Briyas Ha'olam. So we're talking about an occurrence that took place 7.5 centuries ago. And again, it was Yom Shishi, as we saw before in the Magen Avraham, Parashas Zos Chukas HaTorah. And he says, Isrim vi arba kronos molem sifrei Torah, 24 wagon loads of sifrei Torah v'halachos were burnt in Tsarfas. Kasher shamanu lishmoa ozen v'gam min rabbonim shehoyu sham shamanu she'asu she'las chalom ladas im gzera hi me'es haborei ve'yishivu lehem v'da gzeras oraisa. Perusho biyom vav zos chukas ha'torah hi gzera. And this is gzera on a raisa level from Hashem. And therefore, may also ayom ve'el kavu yichidim aleim l'sanos b'b'chol shana v'shan v'yom shishi shel parshas zos chukas ha'torah. And every parshas chukas, many individuals took it upon themselves to fast. V'lo kavua liyamei achodesh, they did not establish that minog based on the calendar date. V'tehei ofra leinu kapora ki ola al mokta v'arva l'vnei Yehuda kimincha hakreva kilchasa. That just like for a kapora we bring a karbon, an ola, so too the tainus, the fast, should be a substitute for a karbon, and it should be arva lanu, it should be a kapora for us. Because this was all a gzerim in Hashemayim. Kein talaz karasa. V'yikayim akel olenu kroa dechsiv yarvel Hashem minchas Yushalayim, minchas Yehuda v'Yushalayim k'vei olam. U'kishonu kadmoni v'yikayim olenu v'alkol. Amo beis Yisrael. Hatovos hanachomos. Saksuvas al yedei neviyav l'kavitz kol yusenu. Ka'omu v'olitzi en gol shavifesh v'yakov. That Hashem should accept our tainios, our fasting as a kapara, and should bring about the geula, the nechama, for all of Klal Yisrael, as the Nevi'im prophesied. And basically these occurrences throughout Jewish history are reasons for crying out, for doing tshuva. These are gzeres from Shamayim. We have another example of that here in Rav Chaim Palaji in Moed L'chol Chai, and he's talking about Turkey. He says, Be'irenu Izmir. He says, I remember that as a child there were Anashim Sochrim, there were Jewish religious businessmen. They were inhibited about going out to work, to business, out in the market on Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas. It was dangerous. Whatever purchases they would make lechavod Shabbos on a normal week would be Erev Shabbos. Are you osim? They took care to make sure they could do this on a Thursday, one day earlier. They didn't travel out from a city to a smaller community. It was a dangerous day. And Rav Chaim Palaji ends and he says, Hashem shomer amo Yisrael b'chol makom b'chol zman shlo yu'una lehem shumra. Hashem should watch over us, protect us from all evil. And Reb Simcha Zissel Broida, the Chevron of Rosh Hashiva and his Som Derech for Parshas Chukas, mentions that this whole concept, this whole minog that evolved around fasting and being very careful about going out to the shuk on Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chukas tells us that not only is there a metaphysical meaning to a date in the Hebrew calendar, but there's also a skula inherent in a Yom HaParsha, in the day of a particular week's parasha, ligrom velifol mitzius panhogas habria, it creates a certain reality in the way God controls the world, and that reality revolves or like a cycle goes back on itself every year for that parasha, and therefore events that take place in this world are determined and decreed from the parasha itself, the parasha that they read in that particular week. And he quotes our Magen Avraham and the Shibbol Eleket that we saw before about the pasuk Zos Chukas HaTorah of the Gzerah, the Gzerah Soraisa, and therefore they established the Tainus for the burning of the Sifrei Torah, not on a calendar date, Yom HaChodesh, but rather on the Yom HaParsha, because Yom HaParsha goring Gzeres HaTorah. Now, one of the dimensions of the concept of Chukah, of Gzerah, above and beyond the Gzerah of Hashem, in terms of catastrophic events in Jewish history, is the concept of a chok, of a chukah, a statute. Rashi is famous at the beginning of our parasha, Lefisha Satan V'umas Ha'olam Monin Es Yisrael. We've mentioned this many times, that the detractors and the members of the other nation needle us, Lomar, to say, Ma mitzvah zos ma tam yeshba. There's no rationale to this mitzvah. And lefichach kasaba chuka gzerehil mefadein lecharishus la'rachreo. And those words of Rashi, that we don't have the right to question, we have to accept the statute as is, even though we have no explanation, those words take on a new meaning in the light of what we saw earlier. That gzerehil mefadein, that there are certain divine decrees about catastrophic events that will befall the Jewish nation, and those are beyond rationale, and those are gzeirah milfonai, and we have no rishus lahar here. But in terms of paradum itself, as a paradigm of a chok, the Medrash Rabbah tells us, very famous, Omar Shlomo, Shlomo Melch says, I'll call Eilu Amadati, Beparsha Shal Paraduma Chakarti, Vishalti, Vishvashti. I have tried to understand other parashios, I was successful, but when it came to the parasha Paraduma, I could not understand the parasha. Amarti Echkama Virachoka Mimeni, Apostolic Koheles. Shlomo Melch declares, I couldn't understand, I couldn't comprehend the parasha of Paraduma. And the Medrash here in Parshas Chukas, Medrash Rabbah further elaborates, V'yikhu Eilecha Paraduma, Hashem addresses Moshe Rabbeinu in a very specific way. The Paraduma is for you, for Moshe. Om Rab Yossi, Rab Chanina, Rab Allah, Kodesh Baruch, L'Moshe, L'cha, L'cha, meaning you, and only you, Ani Magalatam Para. I will reveal the hidden meaning behind the paraduma for liacher, but for others, chuka, it's a chok. And Rav Huna quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, ki ekach moed ani meisharim eshpot. Also the pasuk in Scharvim, yom ehulo ye'or yekaros v'kipon, yikfa'un ksiv, dvar ma'machusim michem bolam azah, sidim lios tzofin olam abba. There's a divine promise that in the future we will understand, it will be revealed to us, the deeper meaning behind Paraduma. But for now, it's Volachti Ivrim Bederech Lo Yodu. Right now, we are, so to speak, like blind people. We don't know where we're going with this. We follow this out of a commitment to a mitzvah which is above human comprehension. We suspend our rationality for the sake of accepting the mitzvah. And by the way, if we're mentioning the mitzvah of Paraduma, we should reiterate the fact that of the four parashios, There are two out of the four which may be Doraisa. Parshas Zohar, of course, and Parshas Paraduma. If you look in our Chaim Siman Tofresh Pehei, is Chayovim Lekrosom, he quotes an opinion that these two parshios, Zohar and Parah, are Midoraisa. And he goes on to say, therefore, those who live in outline, in smaller communities out of the city, out of the metropolis, where they can't get a minyan, they should be makpid to make sure to come for Shabbos into the big city. So there's halacha l'maaseh, a difference between a parsha that's read because of a rabbinic obligation and a parsha that's read because of a doraisa. On Parshas Chukas, we have an essay here, quite an extensive presentation of the Ber Yosef, about the fact that when we realize that we cannot understand, we can ask questions about Parshas Paraduma, and with all our hakiris, all our shaylos, we cannot come to any answer. We cannot resolve the mystery of Paraduma, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that there should be this chok, this statute below Tom, without any rationale. But there really is a rationale. We don't understand it. It was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu, and we also love, oh God, will reveal it for us. Now, Lama Zehilim HaKadosh Baruch Hu's time called B'nai Adam, why did Hashem take this mitzvah of Paraduma and conceal its meaning from everyone, except for Moshe, as we said, and he locked the doors of wisdom as far as Paraduma, even from Shlomo Melech, the Chacham, he called him the wisest of all men, and yet the Medrash says that even Shlomo Chakar, even though Shlomo had investigated Vinasantamal called Divrei Torah and everything in the Torah, but when he got to Parshas Parah, he declared, Chakarti v'shalti pishpashti amarti echkama v'rechoka v'meni. Shlomo Melech confessed that he was not able to reveal the meaning of the parasha, which would indicate that Hashem deliberately concealed the meaning of the parasha. And why did he do so? And this becomes even more difficult in the light of what Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu at the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, Re'i limadati eschem chukim mishpatim shekatzivani Hashem elkecha lasos kein bekerav ha'oretz asher atem boim shom l'rishto u'shmartim asisim ki hichoch maskem u'biaskem l'inei agayim, that the implementation, the fulfillment of mitzvos is a revelation amongst the nations of the world of the Jewish chachma, the Jewish wisdom of our bina, becomes leni ayim, becomes public. Asher yishmun es kol chukim elu v'yomru v'kak am chacham v'noven agoya agol hazeh. Hashem's intention is that the nations of the world, out of a sense of amazement of his palus, will describe our nation as an am chacham v'noven goy gadol mi goy gadol shalo chukim mishpatim tzadikim. So the nations of the world will praise us for our statutes and the fulfillment thereof. And Rashi says there in Parshas Vaschanon, he says, Chukim mishpatim tzadikim hagunim mekubalim. We see clearly that our statutes are just, they're right, they're well accepted, and clearly then it's the will of God that Yisrael should be chachom nevonim b'nei ha'amim, that we should be considered in the eyes of the Koreans or whatever nations of the world as chachomim. They'll recognize our chachba, our bina, and this is relevant to chukim and mishpatim. And the nations of the world will admit that these chukim are tzaddikim, hagunim mekubalim, as Rashi says. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who had a vested interest, so to speak, in revealing to Yisrael the Tamei HaMitzvahs, and perhaps that's something that even the Goyim have to appreciate, the Tamei HaMitzvahs, the reason for our mitzvahs, the Chukim Tzadikim. And yet, when it comes to this parasha, this mitzvah of Paraduma, the Umas HaOlam are not going to be able to appreciate the meaning of the parasha, but that's antithetical to what the Torah itself says, the declaration of Moshe in the name of Hashem, that we will be, and our chukim and mishpat will be, hagunim u'tzadikim u'kubo v'ene ha'amim, and they'll call us am chacham v'novon. So we have to assume that although at this particular moment in history, at this time, at this period, we don't know and we cannot reveal the meaning, the rationale behind Parah Aduma, but yet, liyosid lavo, in the future Hashem will reveal the tam. And at that point, of course, the Yisrael and the Umas Olam will not be monim osanu, they will not needle us to say what's this mitzvah all about, because there is a meaning to the mitzvah. And that's, as far as liyosid lavo is concerned, we'll be able to give them a tshuva nitzachas, a victorious answer, and a counter against their claim. But now we're going to have to answer their arguments by saying and admitting it's a gzerah, it's a divine decree, and we're fulfilling it without any understanding, without any rationale, because of the gzerah samelch, that's what the king decreed. If that be the case, then at this point in time, we're not accepted in the eyes of the nations of the world as Chacham and Avonim. So how do we justify and reconcile this with the fact that it's the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch, as the Pesukim say, that the nations will applaud us and praise us, and yet Chuka Chakakti, Gzera Gazarti. How do we reconcile this? So the Ber Yosef suggests the following, that as far as the Maisa of the Parah, meaning the creation of the Parah, or the laws that govern the creation of the Parah, the whole procedure, Rashi says clearly that the Maisa of Parah is coming to be Mechaper on the Maisa of Egel. And Rashi gives a mashal of a Ben Shivcha Shetinev Paltin Shal Melech Omra Melech Tovo Imu Tekaneches Tsoa. Since it was the child of this maidservant that soiled and dirtied up the palace of the king declared, let the mother come and clean up all the filth. So too in the Nimshal, says Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the Paraduma should be a kapar on the egel. The egel is in the nimshal of the ben hashivcha, and the para is the mother, the shivcha herself. And the mother, the para, comes to be mechap on the maisa egel. And this Rashi brings in the name of Moshe Darshan, that every single act, every single implementation in the maisa para, in this complicated halach of para, is mechuvan mamish b'chol pratei k'neged ma'is egel. It corresponds to the egel azov and everything that the Jews were guilty of. So if the para itself, the ma'isa para, is a kapara for the ma'isa egel, then there is an explanation that's rational, that we can explain. It's karvel asechel. So why we call it a chukah? And the answer is that the chukah is one particular dimension, a very fundamental one, in the parasha and the halachas of Parah Aduma, and this we don't have a reason for, this is a chok, and that is that, as the Gemara points out in Nida Daf Tes, it's metame es hatahorim umetaheres hatmein, that the pure kohanim who are involved in preparation are become contaminated, and yet those who are contaminated will, through the Parah Aduma, become purified. And that's antithetical, that is paradoxical. And the Gemara says that this is something which the Pasuk in Iyov speaks about, Mi'itein tar mitome. Where do we find that a tar is switched for a tome back and forth? The Tahara process is the mechatus of the parah, and it's sprinkled on a tum, and he becomes tar, but the maza himself becomes, who himself is tar, becomes tame. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech declares, Amarti Echkema V'Rechokim Menu. Rashi says, Amarti Echkema B'tam Ze Loma Maze U'mazin Olav Tor V'Nogea Tomei V'Rechokim Meni. So we see clearly from Rashi that the Ikar, the primary element of a Chokir with regard to Paraduma is this inyan of mitayr es hatmeim u mitayr es hatohorim u mitayr es hatmeim. Now, it's really a paradox when you think about it. You have the efer paraduma after the sreifa, and you mix it with a little bit of water, one tip of mayim, and it has the koch to be mitayr, the most chomer dekatuma, the most intense and profound defilement and contamination of mess, of someone who was defiled by his contact with a dead corpse. And the Torah was so machmer on this tumma, it's a tumma shiva. And yet through the hazoya of the mechatos, of the paraduma, he could be mitar himself. We see the great school, the power of the power of Torah that's inherent in the paradum, but yet on the other hand, any of the oskim ba, from the beginning of the process till the end, is metamim. They become tmeim, the metamim is of godim, the mishnah in perik dal mipara, the gemara chul and chavtes. Those who carry the mechatos become tamei. And again, when we say metamei begodim, that means the tumah chamura, a very severe kind of tumah, hanogeh batame. And on this dimension of the paraduma, this very, very paradoxical dimension, we don't find any of the anshei chayil, of all the great minds that were able to wrap their rational mind around this mitzvah, that it's the makara tara, and yet it's the makara tumah. And anyone who has dealings with this parasha, anyone who has dealings actually with the paradum in its processing, in its preparation, becomes tamei. So how do we have, you know, kiruv and richuk in one theme, in one subject? That's the chukah of mitayr es hatmeim, mitayr umitam es hatohorim. Now the Ber Yosef is going to take a stab, going to take a shot at trying to understand this paradox. But before doing so, let's take a look at the Dror HaMor on Parshas Chukas. And he says, when a Ben Yisrael asks the question, what's the reason why, on the one hand, the Paraduma is Mitayr Es HaTahorim, Es HaTmeim, and yet on the other hand it's Mitamei Es HaTahorim, we should answer, we should respond, Gzeiras HaMelechi. This is the decree of the king, of the divine king. But he adds, Vizeo Inyan Tzadik V'ralo V'rosh V'tovlo. And what lies at the heart of this paradox of the Paraduma in terms of Tumah V'Tara is the theological problem, theodicy, what we call, of Tzadik V'ralo V'rosh V'tovlo, which the Gemara addresses in Brachos Daf Zayin. And it's something that defies human rationale, that there are tzaddikim that are punished as if they were rishayim, and it's a result of some sort of tumah, and yet this ruach hatumah is impacting, is penetrating to the tara of a tzaddik. And this is all hinted at, alluded to in the psod, in the secret of the paraduma, that's mitame es hatahorim. And yet we have on the flip side, rosh v'tovlo, which means tara for the tmeim. How is that possible? And therefore, zos chukas haTorah. And we have no right to question God. And the pasuk in Tehillim says, mizeh ha'ish yorei Hashem, Yorena b'derech yivchar nafsho b'tov. It means that the true fear, the person who fears God in the most genuine way, understands that this tmiya, this question that we have, is beyond our comprehension. It's gzeri himul fona ayin l'charishus la'arach reo. Soda Hashem li'reov. And it means that no matter how much we try to understand and resolve this riddle, this paradox, we cannot do so. It's similar to what Chazal say about how you learn Torah Pasma Melech Tochal, Kach Yidarka Shel Torah Pasma Melech Tochal. And don't ask the question why. It's Kizos Kukas HaTorah, that's Darka Shel Torah, Odom HaMimis Atzmo, the Ohol Shel Torah. It's a paradox. And perhaps it's meant to, this mitzvah of Paradum is meant to train us, to train an individual to fulfill a mitzvah and do the Maisa mitzvah, even if he finds it strange. There's a certain alien a question that he has when he does the mitzvah. It's the tamua, he doesn't understand through his seichel how to do it. And a person has to acquire within his soul this attribute of not being mispiled, not giving up on a mitzvah, chas v'shalom, because he doesn't understand it. And it means in his personal life, if certain strange events befall him and he doesn't have an answer to it, it's very alien to him, it's tamua b'einav, but he shouldn't be mahar because of Hashem's midas din. And he shouldn't chas v'shalom say that I want to be maver al daso, I want to violate Hashem's law, al das kono. No. There is something called tzadik v'ralo, rosh v'tovlo, and somehow the Jewish human being, I mean, it's beyond comprehension how this is possible, but is demanded, is expected to live up to accepting, and as we said before, to suspending his rational judgment. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, Hodieni no es rochecha, the Gemara tells us in Brachos that Hashem and his ways were beyond Moshe Rabbeinu's comprehension. Yesh tzadik v'tovlo, yesh tzadik v'ralo, yesh rosha v'tovlo, yesh rosha v'ralo. And Rabbi Meir there in the Gemara in Bracha says that Hashem never gave an answer to Moshe Rabbeinu's question, but rather he said to him that chanosi es asher ochun, I will give chino, means benevolence and grace, to those who don't seem to deserve it. Afal pisheno hogun, he's not roy lekach. Rechamti es asher rachim af pisheno eno hogun. And this is something in David HaMelech's Tehillim Ayin Gimel that Asaf declares, Ani kemat netoyu raglai, ke'en shofcho ashurai, ki konesi behiluim, Shalom Rishoyim Eret. I see it's very peaceful for the Rishoyim. They're living the good life. And how did Asaf know this? Did he understand it? It's the Das Elyon that Rishoyim v'sholol olam, there's shalva for the Rishoyim. And it's something that we cannot understand, we cannot comprehend. This is a theme, this question of tzadik v'ralo that recurs throughout Tanakh. We saw it in David HaMelech's Tehillim, but it also appears in the Nevuah of Chavakuk, where he demonstrates in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu the tzaddikim that are suffering. And it's all embellished by the Yalkut that Chavakuk Kerel HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'tonal kam tzaddikim v'shoyim shoyim ba'olam. How could it be that tzaddikim are in such a low state and the Rishoyim are living on such a high level. Shlomo Melech in Koheles calls it Hevel Asher Nasa La'aretz Asher Yesh Tzadikim Asher Magi Alim Kemaisa Rishoyim Yesh Rishoyim Asher Magi Alim Kemaisa Tzadikim. And this is a question that brought the downfall, so to speak, on a religious spiritual level to many people who saw Chalila in the Hanogas Ha'olam something which is antithetical to justice at the face of it. Elyonim, those who should be spiritually above, Alamata on the bottom, Tachtonim, those who are on the lower level are on the top. Perhaps this is what brought Elisha ben Avuya to become Acher. He saw what happened to Tzadikim, Chutzpitz, Samiturgamon, Havigarle, Dover Acher. The Lishna, the tongue of Chutzpitz, who was the famous Miturgamon, and yet it was being dragged by a swine through the dirt. Pesha Hefik Margolios, Ilochech Ofar. And according to one opinion in the Gemara in Kedushin Lamites Amid Beis, Nofak Chet, he went out, Elisha, and he sinned. And Hashem wants to implement that this emunah, this faith, should penetrate into our very nefesh, that we don't always understand the ways of Hashem, that we don't have the capacity to understand the Darkei Hashem, to comprehend God's hanhog in this world, and if He gave us this mitzvah which defies comprehension. And we'll see two afachim, two opposites, that there's taras atmeim and there's tumas atahorim. And we fulfill this mitzvah of paradum, we implement it as a chok, and that's meant to train us morally, ethically, to do a mitzvah even if we don't understand its reason, and to accept the fact that there's death in the world, there's suffering in the world. And calls man shah misa kayemis bolam adasher yivula amavis lenetza beherish gam tumas mes miskayemis, that death, insofar as it is the existential destiny of man, it's inherent in human existence. That's the nature of what it means to be human, to be mortal. Therefore, tumas mes, which is the whole subject of paraduma, is something that's built into creation, to the essence of man. And we'd have to take the Efer, the Para, and be Mitar Tumas Mes. Tumas Mes is something that is inevitable. It cannot be avoided. We have to take this corpse and we have to bury it. And all the Kalim that were in the Ohel HaMes, where the person died, became Tameh, they contracted Tuma. And we need Hazoya on the people, on the Kalim that contracted this tumah, and this is something that's built into the human condition that will repeat itself over and over, endlessly, constantly. It's not something that's here and gone tomorrow. It's not temporary. It's not transient. It's not something that happens. It's built into the constant, ongoing human experience. And when we think about it, the Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayis on Ovos Perek Gimel HaKolofi, Rav Maisa says that Ribu HaMaisim Mashpiyim V'Osim Kinyin Chozak B'Tchunas HaNefesh. The Rambam says if we repeat a certain behavior pattern, it has an impact on our souls. Gives the example of a person who gives Stokum in a Divas HaLev, and it's going to have an impact on his Nefesh. And this is true for all Ribu HaMaisim, that the more he does chesed, the more he does kind acts of benevolence, he's kona bi'atzma, the nefesh is kona bi'atzma, midas ha-nedivus, to create this teva of nedivus, of being magnanimous, afal pi shekonim l'chein lohoy lehem, even though before he did these actions, and he engaged in these actions of chesed, he was not... Chesed and Adivus was not something that's natural to his soul, to his personality. And the Maisa, the Paraduma, is the same. That as we implement the Maisa of Paraduma on a regular basis, and we're Maza on the on the person, the kelim, that it contracted this tumas mess, which is something that's common. It repeats itself all the time. There's no person who could really avoid it. And this askus b'davar zeh is very difficult. Any involvement with the deceased is a very great challenge. And a person does it, he in a sense brings upon himself tumah as a result of this askus b'mess. And this is to fulfill the gzeiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chochma of Hashem. And when we repeat this over and over, it becomes very stark, very strong. Tadir b'chol yom b'chol eis tifal al libo v'nafsh shalom nisol isragel. It becomes almost second nature for a Jew that when things happen that are very difficult and suffering befalls Rachmanu Litzlan, him or others, and even though he has a kasha, he has theological questions, he doesn't understand why it happens. It's tamua muksha banhagas olam. How does God run the world in this way? But he's been trained, lo l'Yisrael, not to complain against Hashem, not to raise a voice against God on the midas hadin. Why is it that this tzaddik suffers so much, etc.? And this is the way we train ourselves to respond to adversity, to ma'oros ha'misrag shel subos li'olam, to all these terrible things that happen. Rachmanu Litzlan. They say in the Medrash about Rabbi Akiva that Dvarim shel niglu Moshe niglu Rabbi Akiva chaverov. There were things which were concealed from Moshe Rabbeinu but were revealed to Rabbi Akiva. And the Asorah Rugi Malchus, Pasugin Eov, Kol Yakar, Rasa Einov, Zerabi Akiva Chaverov. And imagine at the time of the Gzeira, the terrible Gzeira, there was Sarkinus, Psor Masrekus, Shal Barzal until he died. And the Malchay Asharis came in front of HaKadosh Baruch and said, Duzu Torah Vizu Schora. This is the human experience throughout, and if Hashem gave us this constant mitzvah that recurs whenever someone dies, the corpse is there, and those who are osik b'kfura, etc., or those kelim that are in the OLMS, they contract this tumah, and therefore there's a need for the maisa para l'argilenu, and this trains us that just like we fulfill his mitzvos, even though they're chok and we don't understand their reasoning, so too we'll accept his gzeros, Rachmanu Litzlan, in our lives, the lives of those who are dear to us, who are close to us, even though we cannot understand based on our hasaga, our bina. And this is the yesod of Parah Aduma, this mitzvah. The Gemara tells Menachos that Moshe Rabbeinu was shown Rabbi Akiva, who is Doresh. In the future, he will be Doresh al kol kotz val kotz, tilum tilum shal alochos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows this to Moshe Rabbeinu, tells Moshe Rabbeinu to sit at the back of Shmonas Shuros, and Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't understand what's going on. He doesn't understand the presentation, the shir of Rabbi Akiva. Toshash Kochi gets very weak, until one of the Talmidim asked Rabbi Akiva, Minayin l'cha, how do you know this? And he responded, Halach l'moshe misinai, and then Nisiyash v'daitav, Ubab l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel olam, yesh l'cha adam, kazev atah nosein Torah, al yodi, omelo, so kach olam b'machshava l'fonai. In a sense, Hashem was already telling Moshe Rabbeinu, there are things that you will not be able to understand, that will defy your comprehension. Hashem wanted to give the Torah through Moshe. Omer lefanav ribono shel olam, harisani toroso, harini scharo. You've showed us, you've revealed to me, says Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah of Rabbi Akiva, as he will transmit in the future. Show me what will be his end. Omer lo chazol yachorech, chazol yachorov. Rosh Hashoklin Besoro B'makolin Amal Lefana Rivon Shalom Zu Torah V'Zu Schor Amal Sheso Kach Ola B'machshava Lefana. And it's very possible that when Hashem reveals to Moshe that Rabbi Akiva will respond to the question of his Talmud by saying Zu Alocha Moshe V'Sinai, and that's what brought Nisyash V'Daito. Moshe Rabbeinu had a Yishev Adas, because before we saw the Toshesh Kocho, he got very weak. Maybe this is a remez that Yishev Daito Shal Moshe on the question of Torah Zuschoro, that Hashem responds Sokach also Machshav Lefonai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makdim to show Moshe Rabbeinu how Rabbi Akiva sits and darshins on every coats, every all these tilim shal halachas from the Osiel Satorah. He reveals the meaning behind the Torah, things that were not revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu until at one point, finally, he gets to a point where he cannot justify a din. And the Talmidim asked him, Rebbe, minayin lecha? And he says, Halacha l'Moshe misinai, meaning that there is no tam. I cannot give you a svara rationale behind this halacha, but that's the way Moshe Rabbeinu accepted it at Har Sinai. And bazen es yashva daito shel Moshe, when he was toshash kocho. And this is also the answer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu's question of Zutorov Zuschoro Omelo Shesokal Olchus Machshavatainu, that just like in the Torah itself, there are things that are beyond our comprehension. Ne'elamim Ein Kol Chai, even Rabbi Kiva, who had all the revelations of the deep meanings of the Torah, when he arrived at certain things, he didn't find a reason for it, a tam. But yet it was accepted, it was received by Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai, and that's the gzeira of the Chochma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too in Hagas Olam, in that which takes place in the real world, the events and the catastrophes that befall the Jewish nation. We have to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Manig Olam, but there are things that beyond our comprehension, we don't know how to reveal them, but Kalch also Machshava Lefanav. And that's what happened, Rabbi Akiva, at the end in Oros, with all his greatness in Torah, yet they murdered him, Bisurim Noroim, Sarkos Besor Masor Sobala. They took his Guf Kadosh and they were Zalzel with it, Shoklin Es Besor Makolin. And the same Yishev Adas that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to console himself when the Talmidim got the answer of Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that there are certain things in the Torah that are beyond our comprehension, that brought to Moshe Rabbeinu's Yishuv Adas. So too on the Shela, on the question of Zu Torah Zu Schara, with regard to Anhagas HaOlam, there are certain Chukim, there are Anhagos that are beyond our comprehension. Only Hashem understands them. He's the Borei, He's the Manigas HaOlam, He's the infinite, He has the infinite wisdom and will. And this is what we say in Parashas Chukas, HaPara Asheri Kula Muksha B'Shnei HaFochim in HaKotze L'Kotze. It's Metayeres HaTmeim, it's Metamias HaTohorim, something that defies human comprehension. And yet we implement and train ourselves, Rov Maisa, something that's beyond our comprehension, but we fulfill it because Kach Chokak HaKadosh Baruch B'Toroso, these are meant to make a kinyan in our nefesh, Lahashish Emuna B'Hashem B'Toroso, that we shouldn't be moved by all sorts of arguments. Ma mitzvah zu, ma tam yeshba, is the umas olam bimonimas, they'll needle us, but it's a chok, v'ein l'chol aharach reha. And this is meant, this whole parsha of Paraduma, to be poel, to engender in our souls, that if we'll see, we'll experience something that is so difficult, that shakes us up, and we'll look at the Minhag Shel Olam and we'll say, what's going on over here? How could this be? Chas v'sholem. Like, for example, something that befell Rabbi Akiva and his friends, the Kedoshim, the Torim, that are beyond our comprehension. And the question of Rishoyim v'shalve olam, hisigu chayil, that the Rishoyim, the evildoers, are having it good. All these things, chas v'shalom, shouldn't be poel, lavir al das kono, to make him into a kofer, to deny the Hashgach v'Kodesh Baruch Hu, chas v'shalom, but rather be impacted by the Maisa of the Paraduma and the Yisaskus b'Paraduma, and this should be Mashrish, his Amuna. It's meant to really fine-tune and make a profound impact on his soul of Amuna B'Tochen and Hashem, Yisharim Darki Hashem, Kel Amuna V'Tzadik V'Yosherhu. And just like a person cannot understand the chukim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the statutes in the Torah, so too he cannot understand the chukim of Hanhogas Hashem Ba'olamo. And that's called chuka, chakakti gzeru gazarte and chareshus la'arachreha. And again, the double language here, chuka chakakti, gzeru gazarte, to emphasize the significance of this principle, that chukka chakakti, there are things that we have to fulfill that we don't understand, and gzeros that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees, gazarti chas v'sholom, a gzera in minhago shel olam, that we cannot be maharach reha, but we have to understand, that we have to believe, ki yoshar Hashem tzuri v'lov los abo. And this is what we started with today in the Magen Avraham, quoting the Tanya in Or Chaim Tov Kuf Pei, that on Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, wagon loads of Sifrei Torah and so forth were destroyed in Sarfas, and this minog was established on Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, because Chukas is dug Zeret Oraisa, and we saw the Shiboli Aleket, and it means that the concept of Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas is to accept the concept of dug Zeret Oraisa, that we have to accept the gzeros ha-misrakshus bo-slolam with ava, with emuna, not to be maharach rehev, like the chukah of the paraduma, which is a chukah for us that we don't understand its reasoning, and all these catastrophes that befell the Jewish people that we cannot, it's beyond our comprehension. This too is to be makabel be-ava, we accept it. That's what this fast of Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas is all about. That's what it represents. The Gemara tells us in Yuma Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis, Unasatem Osa Lazar Akoin Osa Lazar Doros Lazar Ikadami Doros Bekoin Godol Ikadami Doros Bekoin Hedget, that for all Doros, the Kohen Gadol is required to do the Avodas HaPara, the Mais HaPara, except for the original Para, which was implemented by Elazar. And it's very strange. The Ramban points out this question. Why is it that this Para was done through Elazar, not through Aaron HaKohen? And the Ramban writes, Va'inyin loma ki ha-mitzvah zos li'omek soda re'uya li'nasein le'gadol shebekuna v'lo nasta li'aron Ulai huligduloso kihu kodesh Hashem b'chasido amachaper b'migdosho v'lo rotzo litin lo avodas chutz o lahachte o lozo lechancho b'chai oviv b'mitzvah na'mitzvah shal kuna gedolo osha yolo onesh ala egel kidiver Moshe Darshan. And the Ramban seems to suggest an answer as to why the avodah of the original paradum was not given and implemented by Aaron, because he was a kadosh, and this avodah is called an avodah chutz. Aaron is designated for the avodah pnim, or perhaps it was just a training for Elazar, that as long as his father was alive, he would be able to train to learn how to do this mitzvah. Perhaps this was an onesh, and I assume the Ramban means for Aaron's contribution, so to speak, to the Egel. But perhaps, and this is what the Be'er Yosef wanted to suggest, the reason why this parah, the original parah, could not be done through Aaron, but rather Elazar, who's only the Skan Kohen Gadol. The Gemara tells us in Masech Tegidin Daf Samach, in the name of Rabbi Levi, Shmona Parshis Nemru Biyom Shehukam HaMishkan, amongst the eight parshias that were given at the time of the establishment of the Mishkan, the Parah Aduma was one of them. Rashi quotes Yerushalmi Megillah that on the first of Nisan Hukam HaMishkan, Mishkan V'Sheni Lo, on the second of Nisan Nisrafa Parah, and that day of Hakomas HaMishkan, Notal Eser Ataros, Rishon Liridas HaEish, Rishon L'shchon Shechina, and this was a great day of Simcha. Why? Because on this day there was a kapara for the Chet HaEgel, and that Simcha was as great in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the day in which the Shamayim V'aretz were created. And on that very day of dedication, the pinnacle of joy and celebration, Aaron suffered that terrible, most terrible catastrophe when two of his beloved children, his sons, were killed. Kidoshe Elyon Gedoli Olam Nisrafu Vayamusu Lifnei Hashem. And the Gemara worked very hard to try to come up with some sin, some avera that may have caused the death of Aaron's children. And they couldn't come up really with a logical sin. And Moshe Rabbeinu came to console Aaron. He said to him, Bekrovai HaKadosh, the Sifra says on that, that Moshe turned to Aaron, he said, my brother Aaron, mi Sinai, it was told to me at our Sinai, that, Osid ani l'kadosh sabayis zebarim godol, ani makadosho, that someone who's very holy will be the conduit for Kiddush Hashem on the day of the Hakamas HaMishkan, Aisi Sovro Bio Becha. So either me or it's you. But Achshav, and now I see that Barecha Gedolim Mimeni Mimcha, that your sons are greater than me and you. Shebahem HaBayis Niskadish. And Aaron, who was the tzaddik, was matzdik al v'sadin, he accepted the righteousness of God, he was maharach ha-midos of shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He should have said, oili shekach avera biyodi biyad bonai. And instead, vayidom Aaron was silent, kivol schar al shtikoso. That means that not only was he shosek in his mouth, but even in his lev, in his machshava, his vayidom, he was domam, he was mahar klal, ech midosav, enorosav, emidis hadin anora me'od. And on the day in which there was a tzivui of paraduma, which is kula chuka, the whole meaning, the essence of paraduma is ein lecha reshus laharach re'a, at something that seems so irrational, tamua bienai, that it's mitaris atmeya, mitamis atorv, as we discussed. But this is all lahargilas adam shalom laharach re chokan haga, is therefore hotzia haTorah es Aaron mi esik zosapor. Aaron did not have to get involved in preparing the Purim. This is going to teach us that Aaron already achieved on his highest level that midah, the tachlis hashlemus, in a perfect way. He doesn't need the training of the Chol Kapor Aduma. He's already achieved that level, and therefore was given over to Aaron, to the Skan. But Lidoris, it's going to be done through the Kohen Gadol, because they need this training to this Midah to acquire this attribute that has to be derived from the Chukas HaPor. The only one who was beyond that was Aaron HaKohen. And perhaps because of the centrality, the significance, the fundamental message here inherent in the Parasha Paraduma, we read this Parasha within the context of the Dalit Parashios on a Doraisa level. This meaningful training that we have to derive, the message of the Paraduma, is so fundamental, so significant, that the Torah itself requires us to read this Parasha as a separate Kriya. David HaMelech says in Tehillim Kuf Yutes, Zmiros hoyuli chukecha bebeis megurai. And the Sifri comments on this, Shomea ani b'shalva tamalomer bebeis megurai. And this is an allusion to the mitzudas of the mitzuda in which David HaMelech has to hide when he's running away from Shaul in the cave. And Rashi points out in Mesechta Sota Daf Lamed Hey, Zmiros Yili Chukecha Bebeis Megurai Kshayisi Borech Mipnei Oyev V'Ogur Mipneihem V'Yisi Mishtashea Bechukecha V'Hoyuli Lizmiros L'Shashuni. And perhaps what's going on here is that David HaMelech is a fugitive, he's a nirdaf from those who desire his death. He hides in these caves because he's afraid of his life. He's in a terrible situation at Tzara Gedola, but he has to find a method so that, heaven forbid, he shouldn't be maharach or midas adin and say, ma pishi, ma chatosi, why should I have to be such a nirdaf? Why should I have to suffer all these redifos? And at that point, David HaMelech would study the Torah, he would be mizbonein, he would try and understand the chukas HaTorah, and when he learned the chukim, and he realized that they were above his comprehension, that gave him the chizuk alev to say that just like Hashem's Torah is above our comprehension, so too the Darki Hashem, the Anhogas Hashem, the Alilosov, and Bnei Adam, the way he treats human beings is beyond our comprehension. And that's what David HaMelech means when he declares, Miros Hayuli Chukecha Bebeis Megurai, the limit of the Chukim. Again, the emphasis here is Miros Li Chukecha, the Chukim that have trained us with this emunah that penetrates into our hearts. That's what gave me the chizuk, the strength, when I was in the ma'oros and the mitzudos, when the tzaras levavi or chifufsa, when I was suffering so many tzaras, then the limit of the chukim would take me out of this situation of min ha-metzar. They would put me into a situation of strength, of emunah bitochem b'Hashem. And liyosid lavo yizgalu lanu tamei ha-parah, as we saw in the Medrash, that in the future we'll understand the tamei ha-parah. And the Gemara says, v'ayah Hashem l'melech kol ha-aretz v'ayom ahu yi Hashem echad ushmo acharot u'eidnu lav echad u'amar av'acha bar chanina lo ke'olam hazeh olam haba al besoros tovas omer baruch ha-tov ha-metiv V'al Besoros Ros Omer Baruch Dayan Emes Balabba Kulo Hatov V'Ametiv. Says Rashi, She'ein Sham Besorah Ra, that in Olam Haba there's no such thing as a Besorah Ra. And That's what it means that liyasid love Hashem will reveal the reasoning that underlies the parash of Chukah. Hashem will no longer conceal the time of the Chukim, which we explained that the concealment of this time is to train a person in Maisim through the mitzvahs that aren't understood, that are beyond comprehension, that a person should not be maharach reyem, and therefore he shouldn't be maharach, he shouldn't question the midas ha-din, the hanhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, but in the next world, which is a world of kulo tov, there's no b'sorah ra'ah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal all the tamei achukim, umola ha'aretz de'ah, will all be able to understand and comprehend the chukim, not just the chukim in the Torah, in the mitzvahs, but also that which is in this world, ne'alam in his term, we don't understand its reasoning in the hanogas ha'olam. And when that moed, when that happy day comes around, the moed of moed, of all moedim, at that point, we'll be able to understand the ways of Hashem. Yoyer oz enei ha'ivrim b'torah v'ishapchu chelek achukim l'toar mishpatim, that the chukim will become mishpatim shimusagim v'muskolim v'yishpita masechel kemilsa b'tayma, will be able to understand all that which defies human comprehension, will be able to comprehend. V'ahoya b'yomahu, there'll be a certain awe, a certain supernal infinite light that will reveal that which was concealed in Olam Hazeh, is liyosid lavo, then all those concealments, those dark things will be revealed, will be lightened up. Yiftachu einenu lahavin al haskils kol tamei mitzvos chukeha, just like we will be enlightened and illuminated as far as the secret meaning that underlies all the mitzvahs, so too with regard to the world and everything that took place in the world. Yi Hashem echad lo ya'oz shum rav chak tov, there'll be not evil but good. And that R of Olam Hazeh, which now is concealed and beyond comprehension, will be magulos, mevoros, will be revealed and will become clear and understandable through our seichel. And then there'll be a fulfillment of the prophecy of the Novi, Umolor, it's Deus Hashem, Kemayim, Liam, Mechasim, Keni, Rotzom, Bemheir of Yomenu, Amen.